One of the foremost Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva was Rabbi Meir. We know him as Rabbi Meir Balhanes. Rabbi Meir was the foremost of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina says about him, Galoy v'yadua lefnei misha amar v'haya ha'ilam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everybody knows that there's no one in the door of Rabbi Meir who is like him. And therefore it's surprising that it continues saying that we're never koveya the halacha like Rabbi Meir, which means that if Rabbi Meir got into a machlekes with one of the other Tanaim of his generations, we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir. And the question is why? If he was the most brilliant of all the Talmidim, if it was accepted and known to everybody that he was the greatest, why don't we paskin like him? And the answer is, you have to explain how you get to your answer. It's lahavdil, like our math teachers used to tell us, I need to see your work. It's not enough that you give me the answer. I need to see the whole long division played out with all the different formulas there. I need to understand that you understand how you got to the answer of your work. Now, while Rabbi Meir certainly understood, the other Talmidim couldn't always understand what he was saying. Not only that, Rabbi Meir would sometimes play out all the possibilities, what we call playing devil's advocate, and because they couldn't totally comprehend the depth of his wisdom, we couldn't really understand where he was coming from or if he was coming to paskin, the rule is we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir. However, there is one case where we do paskin like Rabbi Meir, a few cases actually, but the one I want to talk about is in our parsha this week, Parsha Sra'eh. The pasuk is Banim Atem LaHashem Alekechem. We are children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, we're children like HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we act like children. And if we're acting like children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we're called his children. But Ein Atem Noyagim Minag Banim, we're not acting like the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not behaving. We're not doing what we're supposed to be. Ein Atem Kriyim Banim, we're not called his children. So says Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Meir says, Bein kach uvein kach atem kuyim banim. Whether we act like children or we don't act like children, we're still called children. And he brings a bunch of psukim to prove it. For example, a pasuk in later on in Sefer Devarim, banim lei emun bam. We are children without loyalty. We are children that you can't rely on. And yet the pasuk calls us banim. We are children without loyalty, without anyone being able to rely on us, and yet we're still called children. And he has a few psukim there to prove that even when we're not behaving like children, we're still called children. We're never going to lose the designation of sons. Why do we paskin like Rabbi Meir? Usually, we can't paskin like Rabbi Meir because we can't follow the depth of his logic. But in this case, the proofs of Rabbi Meir, and we have the proofs of Rabbi Meir, they're all coming from Tanakh, from the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in Shemaim, they can certainly follow the logic of Rabbi Meir, and they know what he's saying, and they know why he's saying it. And therefore, since this case is a case that is questioning the way that we are looked upon in Shemaim by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, certainly we can paskin like Rabbi Meir, and therefore we're grateful that the halacha is bein kach uvein kach kruyim banim. No matter what, we are still called and always called, no matter what we do, we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beloved children. When one gives tzedakah and says, Eleka de Meir aneni, Hashem, the God of Rabbi Meir, please answer me. This prayer is saying, in heaven, Hashem follows the views of Rabbi Meir, and even if I sinned, I'm still HaKadosh Baruch Hu's child, and therefore, in whatever situation I find myself in, Eleka, the Rabbi Meir aneni, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Rabbi Meir, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that follows the psak of Rabbi Meir, that says, yes, it could be that I've strayed very far, but according to the psak of Rabbi Meir, Bein kach uvein kach atem kuyim banim, no matter what, we're still considered the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, since I'm still his child, I pray, I daven, he should have compassion on me and save me. We're coming to Rosh Chodesh Elul, and soon Rosh Hashanah, and we're going to be standing and we're going to say, Im Kavanim, Im Kavadim. Im kavanim, if I am acting like a child, rachmenu karachim aval banim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu have mercy on me, like a father has mercy on his child. But perhaps I'm not acting like a ben, ve'im ka'avadim. Perhaps I'm acting in a way that would designate me as a slave and not as a son, because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Einenu lechatluyos, our eyes are directed towards you. And the Satmar Rebbe, the Divrei Yoel, explains, if we are banim, we can certainly expect that Hashem will have compassion on us and grant us a good year, but im ka'avadim, it could be that we are like avadim, we are slaves. Einenu lecha tluyos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see us with your view. Your eyes should see us. Our eyes are turned to you, and your eyes should be turned to us. And in your view, we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you paskin like Rabbi Meir, we are his children. And we request, atcha techanenu, until you have mercy on us and you give us a good year. Inscribe us for a good year. It's interesting, there's another Gemara which quotes Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that there's a question, and the question is that if Hashem loves poor people so much, why doesn't he support them? Meaning, why are there poor people in this world, and why does it say that Hashem loves poor people? If Hashem loves poor people, he should take care of them. And Rabbi Meir says that the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world where there are poor people and there are rich people is Kidei shenitzal anu behen medina shel gehenem. The reason that Hashem has poor people in the world is so that the people who support the poor people, Rabbi Meir says that we should be able to be saved from gehenem because we're helping the poor people. That it's a vehicle for us to do good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a world where people have the opportunity and the potential to do good. This same question was asked to Rabbi Akiva by the Rasha Tarnas Rufus, who's always the nemesis of Rabbi Akiva. He asked the same question, if Hashem loves poor people, why doesn't he help them? And Rabbi Akiva responds, so that we should be saved from Gehenna. Tarnas Rufus responds to him and says, you're not making any sense. It's not going to save you from Gehenna, it's going to send you back into Gehenna. He said, I'll give you a mashal. Tarnas Rufus is talking to Rabbi Akiva. He says, it's a mashal. What's this compared to? It's compared to a melech basar badam. You have a king, and the king gets angry at his servants and his servant, and he sends him to jail. And he says, this man, this servant of mine, is deserving of punishment, and I don't want anyone to feed him, and I don't want anyone to give him any drinks. And there's one person who's being subversive to the king, and in secret at night he goes and he gives the person, this person who's in jail, who the king obviously has thrown into jail, and he gives him drink and he gives him food. And when the king is going to hear that somebody is undermining what he's trying to do, will he not be so angry at that person? And Dafka is not going to save him from Gehenna. In fact, the king is going to be so angry at him, he's going to throw him into jail too. So if the person is poor and you see that Hashem made him poor, what right do you have to go and help him? What right do you have to go and give him money? And Rabbi Akiva says, no. You have the wrong mashal. It's not a servant, it's a son. It's not a servant who's thrown into jail, it's a son who's thrown into jail. And even if the king says, I'm putting my son in jail and I don't want anyone to take care of him, certainly, underneath it all, the king wants somebody to go and take care of his son. Banim atem, l'Hashem alekechem, bein kach uvein kach atem kuyim banim. No matter what we do, we're still considered children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's with this explanation that we can explain the end of the pasuk. The pasuk says, banim atem l'Hashem alekechem, you are children of Hashem. And then it's seemingly unconnected love, an unconnected loisase, loisiskoidzidu, v'loitasimu kacha ben enechem lames. When a person, a close relative, dies, you're not allowed to go overboard with your external signs of mourning. You're not allowed to hurt yourself in the pain for the nifter. And the Daskein Mebali Taisfas writes, you are Hashem's children, the connection between the two parts of the pasuk, banim atem l'Hashem alekechem. You have a father. And therefore, if your human parent was Nifter, don't injure yourself, because you didn't become orphans. You have a father who lives on eternally. Bonum atem la'Hashem le'kechem. However, for the Gentiles, when someone dies, they have reason to injure themselves, because they don't have a father other than the wooden stones, which can't help them at this time. But because we are children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have a father, and we know we have a father, therefore, lo'is tiskoid to do. Don't mourn too much. Don't injure yourself in your mourning, because you're children of the eternal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have come into this time of this of the year holding on to that privilege of being children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very interesting. There was a news item a few weeks ago about Wimbledon, which is the premier, the most important tennis event of the year in England, and it's attended by the royal family. And Prince George, who's Prince William's young son, had to wear a suit and a tie to Wimbledon. And the news reporters weren't happy about this, or some were happy and some weren't happy. It was a big controversy about why this young child had to be dressed in such formal clothing. Is that right? And other news reporters were saying, of course it's right. He's a royal child. He's a child of the, he's in line to become the king one day. He has to dress appropriately. He's a prince. And I was thinking then, as children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, it's a title we wear as a privilege, and it's a title that we wear as a responsibility. And it goes together. And how grateful we are and how lucky we are that we do have the responsibility of being eternal children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the privilege of kirva, of that closeness that comes from knowing that we are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that we paskin, like Rabbi Meir, Bein Kach, Uvein Kach, Atem Kuyim Banim. No matter what happens and no matter what we do, we're coming into this time of the year grateful with the knowledge that we are children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.